Paragraph 6 reads, in the United States, the popularity of bowling surged following Prohibition, when beer companies teamed up with bowling alleys to promote their beverages. The game reached peak popularity from the 1940s to the 1970s, with tournaments often being featured on television. In the sport's heyday, bowling's biggest stars were household names, and the salaries of professional bowlers rivaled those of popular sports like baseball and basketball. Although it may seem as if pro bowling is identical to amateur bowling, the pro version requires more advanced technique due to more complicated lane textures and oil patterns.
So in the U.S., the popularity of bowling surged after the Prohibition, so people were allowed to drink alcohol again after a time period when they were not, and so beer companies actually teamed up with bowling alleys. So they partnered with bowling alleys to promote their beverages. You know, they had to reach their consumers. And so this helped the game become popular, even more popular, and it eventually reached peak popularity from the 1940s to the 1970s. And bowling tournaments were often featured on television, so you could turn on your TV and watch some bowling. And during the sport's heyday, so the kind of peak of the sport's popularity, its biggest stars were household names. So those are people who are well known by the public. And the salaries of these professional bowlers were similar to those of athletes in other sports like baseball and basketball. So it really was a popular and, you know, a national sport where people were interested in the outcomes.
And also here at the end, just making the point that I mentioned earlier, that pro bowling is, it looks like regular amateur bowling, but apparently the amount of skill that's required, obviously you're competing with better people, but also just getting strikes and knocking down pins is a little bit more complicated just because of the way the lane is covered with oil. With the amateur versions, the oil kind of helps you a little bit more.